Okay, I think I'm thinking something different. It's bigger than a miter box. It has legs, stands about this high.
Oh, they call that, this is a sewing horse.
Okay, and how about if there's one that's almost like a sawing horse, but it's two big X's like that, and you can stick a log in it if you want to saw a log in two.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you call that. I don't know what you're talking about. Uh-huh. I've seen them, but I don't understand. I've heard a name for it.
Oh, do any of these sound familiar? Like buck or rack or sawjack or woodbuck?
Well, they probably call it sawjack. I don't know. I don't know as I pay that much attention to it.
Yeah. Well, if you don't saw logs,
that's
no
right.
Reason.
That's right.
Okay, and if you want to take a baby for a walk, you can put him into something with four wheels and a
stroller.
Okay. How about if it's a little bigger than a stroller?
Carriage.
Okay, and if you have a baby in a carriage, you say you're going to what?
I'm going to roll him out.
Okay. And let's see. Suppose you have a field like this, and you're standing over here, and you want to get over here, you can either go the long way like that, or you can hop over the fence and go that way.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
I'm cutting off space there. I'm going through the field.
Okay. And suppose you have two streets, one like that, and one like that. You have a house over here, and a house over here. You say they're what from each other?
They're across on the road is between the two houses.
Okay. And suppose that you don't have this one.
There's one over here now. Mm-hmm.
You
say
that these are what?
Houses.
Yeah, but how are they? These are,
they still across the road.
Do you ever use anything like catty-corner?
Yeah,
these
kind of catty-corner too, you know.
Do you use catty-corner if you refer to a piece of furniture that's in a corner too? Mm-hmm. Okay, well those are all my questions. I sure appreciate your answer.
Well, you're just as welcome as you can be. I might not have answered. There's a mosquito flying around your head now.
Gee, it's kind of early for those.
Yeah, but if it turns them on the least bit, they raise in the flowers, and they get out of here, and it'll eat you up.
Yeah. Need some more of those mosquito hawks if they really do.
Well, I don't know whether they do or not. I really don't believe they eat them. Because if they do, they sure get full quick, because there's some kind of mosquitoes here. And this, you know, when it gets good and warm. And at night, you can't hardly sit out here.
Oh, boy. Do any of the sprays work?
And as long as you're still pumping it, you're not
stopped. You can't do that.
You
know,
right.
I heard of something the other day that might work. I don't know how it works, but it's a little thing that has a sound that mosquitoes can't stand, and they say that if you have that thing that emits a buzzing noise,
yeah,
the mosquitoes just won't come near you.
Well, I don't know what that could be. I don't think they even care anything about the sound here. Because if they can stand these little automobiles and these, you know, motorbikes and things passing here, they can stand anything, because these bikes are just about to run me off from here.
You really get a lot of traffic on this street.
You know, when I first came to Reedville, I live in a tenement house down the street, way back down this road here, people. And we bought the lot, that first house on the corner back there, and built that house. And the man built it too small for, they said, to put a bathroom in. And then we bought another place across town and built there. And we didn't stay there 6 months. Well, my husband pulled up and moved in there. Gary and Alan. And we stayed up there about 4 years. And in the meantime, we had bought this lot when we had the other lot right on the corner there. But we hadn't built any house here. And we moved, come back and built this home here. And I've been here ever since. And I tell you the truth, there was no houses up here. One little house at the corner, though, and another one.
You've really seen a lot of change.
Come on.